right.
Comes under fire. Romney easily beats up Santorum in Illinois. And heating up the new iPad. Man, Apple stock going through the roof. But what's up with the pad heating up to 116 degrees? Nothing like starting a fire where you put the thing down. That's why they have those cooling pads. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Coast to coast and all those nooks and crannies that we're so fond of in between. I hope you and yours are doing well. Not doing well is Trayvon Martin's family. He's the 17-year-old who was killed on February 26th. George Zimmerman, a neighborhood watch volunteer in Sanborn, Florida, shot him, and he says it was self-defense. Trayvon Martin was walking back to his father's house in the gated community after a trip to the local store to grab some Skittles and a pop. In Florida, they have this law that you might be familiar with. It's called Stand Your Ground, and this is what's being talked about. 2005, the Florida legislature passed this law, and it allows people who live there to use deadly force to protect themselves, no matter where you are, on the street, wherever. You can use your gun. So, gun control folks made sure that people coming to Florida realized what was happening there. And pro, we'll say, gun advocates did the same thing. They try to let people know that this is reasonable because the law allows people to use a gun, let's say, away from their homes. If somebody tries to rape them, grab them, and smash them over the head and take their money or whatever, take their car, they can shoot them. If someone's trying to harm them or someone else. So what it does do is what most people do in other states, you have to retreat. That's what it's called. And so if you might be a victim of a crime, in New Jersey, I can't pull out a gun and shoot somebody who's trying to smash me on the head and grab my money. See, but there is a thing here. It's as long as you're in a place where you have a right to be. So as long as it's, you know, you're not a criminal, you don't have the stand your grounds law in your favor. But, here's the thing. If you're a law-abiding citizen now and you're in Miami, you're in Jacksonville, you're in Tampa, you're in St. Petersburg, you know, pick a city, any city, and something cockamamie happens and you're in the middle of it, you can use force to defend yourself. So is it fair or foul? A lot of people say it's foul. Just as many people say it's fair because it has saved people. 2006, a man sprayed a car carrying a known gang member with 14 bullets, again, to stand his ground. And then there was the case where there was, after stabbing a man in the head with an ice pick during a road rage incident, that was a stand your ground case that came up. And so then it was, well, was this standing your ground? What happened here? It's been 5 years. Florida averages 12 justifiable homicides, they say, a year. This is statistics that aren't political. They're from the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. In the 6 years since, the average is 33. So you have people that are carrying loaded guns on the street. Are they shooting first and asking questions later? That's what people who don't want to see guns on the streets will say. Others, like the NRA, would tell you it's common sense. If you're facing imminent danger, my goodness, you can defend yourself. You're a law-abiding person. And the criminal is not going to win. You win. because you can shoot to kill when someone's trying to do something to you. Unfortunately, in the case of Trayvon Martin, he was an innocent kid with a hoodie on, goes to the store, doesn't ever come back, lays dead in the street with Skittles all around him. Hate to paint that picture, but that's exactly what it looked like. And to me, what has to happen here in this chaos and over this argument of self-defense and all this other stuff, there has to be, and they're looking into this, there's an investigation. I think there has to be a grand jury. If George Zimmerman, who's a 28-year-old self-proclaimed neighborhood watch captain, because they don't have an official neighborhood watch, if he wants to be able to say, this is what happened, this is what I did, da-da-da-da-da, okay, let's see what the evidence is and clear it up. Because I think there needs to be something more than the kid is laying dead in the street. He didn't do anything other than leave his father's place and never came back. Why? Because somebody decides to trail him, thinks something's wrong because he was in the neighborhood, and it ends in a very, very tragic way. The family, of course, has an attorney trying to pursue it, and he says, his name is Benjamin Crump. He's been seen all over the tube, I'm sure. He says the self-defense claim is preposterous and stupid because you're picking a fight with someone and then saying, oh, self-defense, and I shoot you. And it's what it seems like, because Zimmerman went after him, called 911, was told to back down, and sure, a cop would come out, but he didn't do it. He pursued him. He had the gun. He's a kid. So let's see if justice is served up here and at least pursued further. What are your thoughts on the Stand Your Ground law? 800-259-5791. Something else happened in Washington today. Oh, my gosh, a proposed budget. We don't have budgets. Don't they know that? We don't have a budget in Washington. We have a Band-Aid. When it gets too tough, we throw a Band-Aid over it. So the Republicans came up with a budget. Paul Ryan had his version of what he thinks should happen, and it includes revamping tax code. Here's what he had to say about it.
We do believe that our nominee, whoever this person is going to be, is going to be perfectly consistent with this. I've spoken to all of these guys, and they believe that we are heading in the right direction.
Yeah, it's time to slash, and it's time to get out the biggest pair of scissors you can possibly imagine and just start doing it. Because we're just pussyfooting around the problem, deficit, 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 and no cutting, and that doesn't work. Now, the White House did shoot back on the GOP budget. Here's what Jay Carney, the White House spokesperson, said.
It is not a plan that this president could support. It's not a plan that not just Democrats, but responsible Republicans could support. We've seen it before. We've heard it before. It's not the right approach, and it's not fair.
All right, so this budget, by the way, is $3.53 trillion for 2013. It would kill $55 billion in spending cuts aimed at defense, make up for them with savings in the budget in other places. And this was from, you know, the lead guy anyway. It was the House Budget Chairman Paul Ryan, saying it would bring in $2.73 trillion in tax revenue in 2013 compared to $353 in outlays, leaving the deficit at a very small number for Washington. We're talking $800 billion. Hang with us. Meet you on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, light them up. I know you have some hot opinions out there. So even if you have one eye open, but your brain is wide open, we definitely are talking about this issue, the gun issue, because of what happened in Florida. And, of course, laws are different across the board. 800-259-5791. Kate Delaney hanging out with all of you. Let's go to Jay in Kentucky. Hey, Jay.
How you doing, Kate?
Good. How about you?
Not too bad. Hey, I heard another development on this case. I don't know if you've mentioned it or heard it yet, but this kid was actually on the cell phone with his girlfriend and said he was being followed, was trying to get away from him. Did you hear that yet?
Yes, yes, I did hear that.
So that's...
That pretty much tells the story, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. So, I mean, as far as gun control goes, I'm an advocate of, the right to bear arms myself. And there's so many guns on the streets. Criminals aren't going to go and register guns. So if you take the guns away, the criminals are still going to have them. The only thing you'll do is block private citizens from getting them.
That's right.
Law-abiding citizens. So... As far as that goes, I think the more guns that are legally registered, the less crime there will be, and that's my take on that. Did you hear about the Obama's daughter going to Mexico for vacation?
Yes, and then, of course, there was the earthquake and everything else that's going on in Mexico.
Yeah, after President Obama comes out and says we need to be more careful how we spend our money, and then he sends her and 12 of her friends on a private jet with 25 Secret Service agents. That's got to be costing taxpayers a lot of money.
Yeah.
I mean, they talk out of both sides of their mouth up there in Washington, and this regime just makes me sick. But That's another topic, another day.
I know. Malia, and we're talking, so everybody knows, we're talking about Malia's vacation. You know, all she ever wanted, she pretty much got. So, yeah. You're right. They do speak out of both sides of their mouth. They're not transparent, only when it's convenient. And you're right. It was 25 Secret Service agents that were there, too, and they tried
it seems
to...
Like, it seems like the White House was taking control of the media, too, because it was on the Huffington Post and
yep.
on Yahoo, and now you can't find
yep.
it.
Yeah, I was just going to say that they admitted to scrubbing the story. They were trying. They asked the news people not to report on the photograph or the Obama kids. Remember when they weren't with their parents? So that's what they said. If it didn't have vital news interest, so they were requesting that people protect their privacy. That's what they said, and so it vanished. The Malia in Mexico story vanished from the web. And then, you know, because originally there was a few blurbs about it, and the headline was something like, Malia takes, as you just said, 12 pals and 25 agents on spring break, and then it disappeared, which is ridiculous.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's awful funny how they want their privacy, yet, and they don't want the kids used as a political weapon and a tool, but then they'll bring the kids up when it's convenient. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, right, remember, Jay, I know you got a lot of calls that want to get in, so I'll just
right.
get off.
Thanks, Jay. It is interesting, too, because remember the Bush girls? They were just nailing the Bush girls when they were caught in that bar in Austin. You know, they weren't of age yet, and there were so many questions about fake IDs and what was going on and where was the Secret Service. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
I'm kind of agreeing with Tamar.
Oh, you are?
Well, I'll tell you why. There's not enough information out there yet for me to say that this guy's just some sort of vigilante. And actually, vigilante is the wrong word. Overzealous, maybe, but vigilante, that indicates that this was a set upon action because of something the kids did. That vigilantes go after people that they believe are guilty of something. And I think vigilante is absolutely the wrong term to label this guy with. Do I think he's guilty of outright murder? I don't know, because I was not there and we do not have that information. And I think it's very dangerous to exacerbate a situation that's already heating up. And he may have just lost his cool and fired. Who knows?
Oh, but Izzy, you're
no,
a mother.
No.
You know.
I'm a mother, and I'll guarantee you none of my sons went to a Quick Stop at night, ever. Not with my knowledge. Nor would I have sent them. Nor would I have allowed them. I would have said a big no. And we're talking many years ago when my sons were teenagers, and I still wouldn't let them. And things were not near as dangerous. But by the way, are you aware that Sanford is 48% black and that they have a very high crime rate and that most of the guys go around with low-slung pants and hoodies? So it would not be abnormal to think this guy might be up to something. Now, would it? When you have that
but
many.
Izzy, now you're doing the same thing. You're condemning
No, I'm saying we need more info.
We do need more info, I agree, but I'm sorry, I'm a talk show host, paid for my opinion, and my opinion is this guy was not in the right. I don't think he was in the right. I'm not convicting him and saying for sure he did this, he's, we gotta give him the death penalty, whatever, but I think justice needs to be served here, and it's not served when we're constantly never taking the victim's side. Never taking the victim's side. And at 17, good for Izzy that she didn't let her sons walk to the convenience store, but I know a lot of people that would be able to run out to the convenience store, and this wasn't late at night. It wasn't 3 in the morning when he went. And she makes a good point, though. If we wanted to bring up statistics of what Sanborn is like in Florida, she's absolutely right about it. But they were in a gated community for a reason, because for the safety reason that they were in a better part of town. And, I can't go there with Tomas and Izzy. Love them both to death, but I don't agree. And I'm going to say this again. I am a person who supports guns, the Second Amendment, meaning, that sounds funny, I support guns, I support the Second Amendment, and then people having the right to bear arms, yes. But when you get somebody, there's no denying, no matter how we paint this, let's be real, this guy was told to back off Izzy and everybody else, you know this, and he didn't do it. For God's sake, why didn't he do it? Why didn't he do it? What did he think he was doing? The cops were on their way? What was he doing? Why would he go after the kid? He should not have done that. I hope we can all agree on that. He should not have pursued that course. If he was following the kid, thought something was wrong, and called 911, even then, okay, if he sees something. But that the fact that he didn't back off is where he's definitely wrong. And that's why I use the word vigilante, because in my head, and certainly from covering crimes and cops and enough and making the leap, there is a chance that that's what he thought. He was, you know, he was Mr. Crime Stopper. And it's a shame because there are fabulous people. There are 23,000 crime stopping kind of folks who are part of Neighborhood Watch. In my own neighborhood, tons of people are volunteering and do it. And they do it in the neighborhood next door, in the neighborhood down there. We have really good Neighborhood Watch programs. They go through a program with the police and et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, I live in a conceal and carry place. So I'll say this again for anyone who wants to come at me with the gun thing. I support the Second Amendment, but I do not support what this guy did. Even if we let the facts come out, let more facts come out, and of course there are all kinds of sides to this, sure, but here's the thing. We still come back to the very basic storyline. He should not have pursued the kid, then we wouldn't be talking about this. He should not have pursued that kid because there's no way that it would have ended up this way. Wouldn't have ended up this way. All right, we're talking about Trayvon Martin and the situation in Sanborn, Florida. Obviously, some people disagree with me. Maybe some people agree with me as well. That's fine. It's what we love. It's about the buzz, the conversation. We don't always have to agree. We can certainly be on opposite sides of this. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. And no matter what, it is a sad tale. It's sad for a parent to have to bury their kid for going out to get some Skittles. Meet you in a few.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
George Zimmerman, and April 10th is when they could have, and they've closed grand juries in Florida, by the way. When this grand jury will convene, what happens? Is there enough to go after him, pursue it, or not? It's easy that this could be tossed for not enough. They're canvassing the neighborhoods, talking to people, the whole thing, but what are they going to find out? The police department asked him to stand down. He did not. And he appointed himself as the neighborhood watch guy. He was not officially that guy. He didn't go through the training that neighborhood watches have. Like I said, in my neighborhood, if you want to be neighborhood watch, you can. You work with the police. You go through a little training program. And that's how they roll, that you officially roll that out. So he didn't do that. And now it's a question in this Sanford, Florida community, which is a bedroom community, by the way, of Orlando, Florida, what's ultimately going to happen here. And we're talking about a 17-year-old, Trayvon Martin, and what happened to him when he went out to the convenience store. Let's go to, we got a bunch of callers. Let's go to Don, Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kay.
Hello.
Well, sounds like he was police, judge, jury, and executioner all at one.
He was, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, here's the thing. The problem is exactly what you just said. They told him to stand down. He didn't stand down. Why didn't he do that? Listen, what if you and I are in a car and we see this and you say, oh, listen, Kate, I'm calling him, but something's not right here. We've had some crime in this area. I'm going to call 911. You do. And they say, great. Thanks, Don. We've got a cruiser heading out there right now, a couple blocks away or whatever. Are we pursuing them and then putting our gun in our pocket and in our holster and going out? And then we see the kids start to run. I would run. If I was going to the 7-Eleven around the corner from my mother's house, I would run if a car was chasing me down.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, some people can't, they put the power of the gun in their hand and they have backwards thoughts or whatever. You know, guns, okay, and you know me, I don't personally like them, okay?
Yeah.
Own a gun? I wouldn't want to own a gun, maybe because sometimes I think I might lose my temper and use it.
Right.
An appropriate situation, but I am not going to tell people that they don't have the right to arm themselves.
Right.
Guns do not kill people, Kate. People
yes.
kill people.
That's right.
You know, that's what it comes down to. And if somebody lives in a rough area or they feel like they need to protect themselves, they ought to have the right to bear arms. I mean, Kate, before the invention of gunpowder and stuff, they just used swords and knives.
That's
and
right.
always been some form of murdering other people, you know. And I don't know. I didn't hear much about this until I was listening to your program. Something that happened today, I guess.
Happened back at the end of February. It happened, February 26th. And now this is all being played out. Yeah.
But I did want to tell you something which our friend that you talked to a little bit ago kind of ran into a little bit about Mr. Obama's spending habits. And I actually got some numbers now. You always hear me throw out numbers, and maybe some people are listening there. Or you don't believe my numbers or whatever, but these are the numbers. Are you right?
Yeah.
Well, okay. When George Bush took over the presidency in 2001, this country was at $4.9 trillion in debt. Okay? Now, that's a lot of money. But anyways, when he left, he had run up the same amount of money, and the country was at $10.6 trillion in debt. Okay? So he basically doubled the debt in 8 years. All right?
Sure.
But at the same time, remember, our GDP went from $9 trillion, and if people don't know what GDP is, that's the total gross domestic product of everything that America sells, builds, et cetera.
Yeah.
Right? And by increasing that from $9 trillion to $14 trillion, okay, he increased the tax base, okay, because you've got an extra $5 trillion to tax.
Sure.
So, yeah, he was running up the debt, okay, but he was also at least bringing the economy along with it, okay?
Bringing the money.
Since Obama has taken over, all right, the gross domestic product has gone nowhere. We've been stuck in neutral, I guess you could call it. We're still at about $14.5 trillion a year. While, at the same time, he has spent, as of Friday, they said, and this is in a Fox report if people want to go on and look at Top Fox, okay, he has spent the same amount of money George Bush did in 4 years, okay? And the debt is now at 15, and I didn't even hear us crossing the $15 trillion. I heard us crossing the $14 trillion a few months back, but we're at $15.5 trillion. And if his economic policies stay in place by 2020 and roughly 2022 and roughly 10 years, this country will be at $25 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
And I don't know if people know how much $1 trillion is. It's $1,000 billion, okay?
Yeah.
And $1 billion is $1,000 million. We're talking numbers that you couldn't sit here and count on your fingers. It'd take you your lifetime to count this much, you know? Just sitting there counting constantly. Okay? This is an astronomical amount of money. Okay? And I would probably give Obama a break if the economy was moving forward. But all he's been interested in is, you know, develop different industries for oil. You know, it's energy industry. You know, he's got a secretary of energy who thinks $10 a gallon is the way to slow down the American consumption. You know,
yeah.
He's done nothing. If you really talk about it,
You're proving the point to us, Don, that we talk about. That's the frustration. The numbers you've had, we've talked about that, and thanks for throwing the numbers out. It's interesting. That's a discussion for another time. But yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what the problem is. Let's go to Sharon in Maine. Hey, Sharon.
How you doing?
Thanks for hanging on. What do you think?
My question is, did the kid actually have a gun or no?
No. He's just a 17-year-old kid walking to the store, talking to his girlfriend on the phone, getting some Skittles and a soda. That's the problem.
The police should take into consideration that if the kid was not armed, he was basically gunned down and without having any kind of defense mechanism on him. The guy that shot him should be hung.
Held responsible?
Hung off the dry.
Yeah. And that's the problem. Yeah, that's what we're saying, is that he took matters into his own hands and decided to follow him, decided that there had been lots of problems in that neighborhood and he might be one of those problems, and he wasn't one of those problems, and look what happened. And then what he said was it was self-defense. He said he went after the kid. He started chasing him in the car, got out, went after him, and then shot him. And then he's saying that it was self-defense with the kid. So, I agree with you.
Yeah, I used to live in Florida up until last year, but I agree with you. I am totally for the Second Amendment, and I am for, I myself would own a gun, but I'm afraid if I got angry, I'd shoot myself, and I don't want to do that.
That's the problem. That's exactly what Don said. If he got mad, he was afraid of what he might do with the gun. But that's good. People, when you know that, you don't do it, but you support it. So I got you. I'm right there
with
you.
And I'm also a member of the NAGR, the National Association of Gun Rights.
Yeah.
With Dudley Brown or whoever.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But if that kid didn't have a weapon on him, that guy that shot him was definitely in the wrong.
Yeah, see, and that's what the problem with this whole thing is, and it's just not good. I mean, he didn't have an official neighborhood watch program, and he went after the kid and had the gun, and then the rest is history, and the police department asked him to stand down, and that was the thing. So they're investigating it, and really, you got the Sanford Police Department, and maybe this is why they're talking about the Justice Department. Whoever, bring someone in independent, whatever, look at it. But the cops didn't charge him. This happened February 26th, I think I said. And I don't, to be honest, do I think that George Zimmerman, do I think that he's going to, the grand jury is going to find that there's enough evidence and they're going to pursue it? I'm not so sure about that, because I said this before, dead guys don't talk, and so we know he was on the phone talking to the girlfriend, we know what happened with the 911 call, we know he wasn't armed, we know he went to the store, and we know that he was with his father and walked to the store down the street, and so, we know what happened. But if they, if they didn't arrest him, and now they're saying they're going to see what the grand jury comes up with on the 10th of April. This is very iffy. I mean, very iffy as to whether or not George Zimmerman is going to have to answer for this, sit in a courtroom with a jury and have to talk about, okay, here's what happened, blah, 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 blah. So, it's just a terrible story. Terrible story. He saw him, he thought he looked suspicious. He followed him, confronted him, shot him in the chest. I mean, this is how the police have it written. I mean, if we want the exact narrative of this, the narrative is that Trayvon was going to the store, the convenience store. He was then ultimately followed by George Zimmerman, a self-appointed neighborhood watchman. He shot and he killed him, and he followed him, confronted him, then shot him. That's how it reads in the police department. He was questioned by police. He said he acted in self-defense, and he was released by the police. 800-259-5791. More to come here on ATN. We'll be right back.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try a Liquid Zeolite today.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Here on ATN, struck a nerve with a lot of people, getting a lot of emails on this too. If you have some thoughts, you're hearing this, and you can't get to the phone in time, certainly send us your thoughts at americatonight.net. Otherwise, here's my digits, 800-259-5791. Let's go to Anthony in Wyoming. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, how are you doing?
Good.
Hey, you actually are talking to a gun advocate. I'm the director of Wyoming Gun Owners, so I've got a little experience in how laws are crafted and how the anti-gun crowd faces these situations. And I'm very skeptical about everything that's going on. I saw the media report that in 2008, two gangs had a rival shootout, and the charges were dismissed by a judge. And it just seems to me like they're pushing all of this off, trying to get this law reversed. Because, you know, generally speaking, if the person isn't committing a crime and they don't have weapons, I don't care if you have standard gun legislation. It doesn't give you carte blanche to gun down people.
Yes.
So, here in Wyoming, you don't even need a permit to carry concealed. So...
Yeah, but so let me ask you this question, because, you know, I believe in the right to bear arms, to carry guns, too. And I think it hurts when you have somebody like a George Zimmerman who goes after the kid. No matter whatever happened in this, the police report, the facts are that he was asked to not do that, he did, and then we know what happened. So you're right, the anti-gun people can really jump on this, use it, and send the propaganda machine out there and make it that much worse. To me, it's just a case of the kid, justice, somebody doing something they shouldn't have done. Like you're saying, yeah, there's no, you don't do that. But you haven't had, in Wyoming, and of course a different state, different places, but you haven't had a lot of problems with that, have you? Where somebody, because, you know, you can just have the gun.
We don't have standard ground legislation, although we did try to push it in the past. And, you know, people said there'd be blood in the streets. But they said that when we just passed the concealed carry without a permit last year. And, you know, it was all the media putting all the opinions, oh, there's going to be rivers of blood in the streets. And it's funny, after it was put into place, they came back and did a review. And one of the reporters called me and said, you know, I haven't found any problems or we've had any increases. And actually, I just spoke to someone at the hospital. The x-ray technician told me that since this law went into place, they've actually done less. They can't remember even doing any this year of gunshot wounds on x-rays. So, I mean, I think we've seen a lower rate of crime. But back to what we're talking about, though, see, what I've dealt with is upper brass, police association, prosecutors come into committee meetings. It seems like there's an upper echelon in government, like judges, police, you know, they all want to say no to these expansion of citizens' rights.
Yeah.
And it just seems to me when I see a report that they let a rival gang shootout go unpunished, that they're citing that they did so because of the standard ground law in Florida, it just seems to me that they're riding this train trying to, you know, this. I can tell you a story if you want to hear about one that happened here in Wyoming, if you want to hear it.
Yeah, let's hear it.
There was a young man that was, he was home with his sister. His sister had, I guess she'd taken off. He doesn't see her in the house. And then the young man is 21 years old. The sister was 14 at the time. And they call the father, and he says, hey, go find Sis. So he goes down and finds her in a parking lot down at the church down the street. And there's some young men out there. He pretty much grabs her, throws her in the car, and brings her back home. And she had a friend staying with her. That friend didn't want to come. I mean, there was a little bit of a hassle there. Well, the friend ends up walking home with these boys following her. And there was no telling how old these boys were at night, but there was a ruckus out in the front yard. The young man that was the 21-year-old went and grabbed the other girl and brought her in the house. Well, two thugs proceeded to try to break in the front door and used a shovel on the front porch and just started beating out the little window panes, you know, like the 60s-style window panes inside of in a front door. And anyway, the young man went running out to get his brother's .22. out of the pickup truck, and the sister was trying to keep the one guy's hand off of the deadbolt on the inside. So he ends up telling them to get out of here, and one of them leaves, there's two of them, and then the other one sticks around at the door trying to get in, and he ends up shooting. And I'm going to tell you, everything about this was a justified shooting. The prosecutor goes after it for felony assault. And it was just a good thing that the jury let this guy off. But my point is that it took him $10,000 to defend himself. This was a justified shooting. And this is the story, that if you do a justified shooting, you generally have to defend yourself. I'm just shocked that we're seeing all these cases in Florida since this Stand Your Ground legislation, that everybody's running from a fight. And I'm saying a legal fight.
Right.
And saying, oh, let's just... Oh, we can't do this. You know, they're sitting on their hands, and they're doing it. My speculation is just so they can just keep going the case to reverse the rights that have been restored to citizens.
Sure. Since they've had it since 2005, that's the way to do it. If you let that play out, then that's what you're going to get. And already, and certainly you know this, there have been plenty of columns that have been written about this, about reversing it, getting rid of it. Look what has happened. And that's good. There's going to be a lot of press on that, mostly anti-rights. Absolutely. Thanks for sharing that with us. Great call. Call us again.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, to me, this is just clear cut is what I'm saying. I think that George Zimmerman was absolutely in the wrong. And I even said this. I said this gives anti-gun folks something to dig their teeth into. I was reading a column earlier in the day, and one of the main thrusts of what the columnist wrote was the NRA is pushing to arm civilians by liberalizing, is what the columnist called it, the use of lethal force. And that four states allow citizens to carry loaded guns in public with no permit, screening, or training. And you heard what we just had that conversation about Wyoming. And the summation of what he said was, until the lethal agenda is countered by Americans of conscience, the inevitability of future Trayvon Martins will hang over America like a funeral shroud. And this was from a guy who was the executive director of the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence. And so more things like this will pop up. And we know this with guns, there's no gray area. You either believe in the right to own guns, to carry guns and whatnot, or you don't. And, of course, the laws are different from state to state, but this is a huge case with lots of emotion fueling it. And it might not even really become a case, more a story of the kid and the guy who shot him, George Zimmerman. So, you know, where do we go from here as a nation? And the answer is, you know, it's a gut check. It's gut check time. And I still absolutely say, you should not engage with somebody who, if you see something, you shouldn't get out of your car with your gun and pursue it. The idea is that if they're going after you, I get that. It's justified in using force. The problem is, I guess, the interpretation of it. And these kind of cases will absolutely be used to kill. He's right. Citizens' rights to carry guns, and it'll be pushed big, big time. Trust me. Hey, a quick reminder for everybody listening to the show. Make sure on Friday you check in with us on Friday morning. We're doing another Nail the Score. We have March Madness upon us. My team, woohoo, Ohio University. I'm an alum of the Bobcats. I cannot believe they're in this Sweet 16. Shocking, my friends. I have to be honest, I didn't have them in my bracket. You could win a wireless GPS and $100 worth of sausage among the other prizes. If you correctly nail the score, we randomly pick a couple of games. You call in, pick one of the teams, and tell us your score.
I'm stupid. You're smart.
Duh. Winning.